Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to this week's healing meal. Need more coffee. So, this morning, well, it's morning to me, and just need to put this somewhere where it won't be a pain. We don't like people. Things that are a pain, we have to deal with things that are a pain. Okay, we just shift them around. So, I might just put it, rest it in my big concordance here. And that should do it. Put my G, like my top today. The big. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is coming to save the day. Holy Ghost, as always, Jesus wins. Oh, God, don't we need Jesus? Yes, yes, we do. Because we just have so many bodies that are walking around just temples, not of the Holy Spirit. The temples of the demonic spirit. And that affects my atmosphere and I don't like it. So those spirits need to be removed. That's what happens. They get taken away. And put in the naughty corner. And dealt with. Dealt with. Hey. Shakarandara sandara karazikirondaro shandai. Don't you love Jesus? You should. He's your only hope here in this world. He's your only hope. Your absolute only hope. So you better get in the spirit, and quickly. What does it say in Luke about one will be taken and one will be left? That's what happens. Two will be working in the field, one's taken, and one is left. Yep. That's what happens, so you better be doing the Holy Spirit's will and not your own will. Is the Moab will be judged. Every pride and haughty spirit that lifts itself up will be brought down low. And that is low will be risen up. You're not risen up. You're not risen up until you've been brought down low. Pride's ugly. You can't see it. It's really ugly. You can't see it. You need others to deal with it and see it for you. But pride and knowledge puffs up and thinks it knows, and it thinks it knows everything. And the only way to deal with that is it's the love of God to come and destroy it. And people get hurt by that because they feel it. They feel the effects of it, you know. That's all that Satan can use. He can feed you everything and feel and make you feel like you have something that you actually don't have, but you believe it, so you're deceived, and it feels like you maybe do because you've puffed up from what you did find out or what you did know. And rather than being able to get in where you fit in, you sort of just try to put yourself in and consider yourself as equal, as we all are in Christ. But there is people that have walked longer with the Holy Ghost. There are people that have more experience. There are people that know more. It doesn't mean that they're any better because everybody's the same and equal in Christ, right? But it does mean that, I mean, it's just common sense. People have more experience in things, and if you can't feed from that, if you can't learn from that, if you can't accept that or be and have any humility towards that, which means be teachable, if that's not, if you're not capable of that, you will miss the boat, you will miss the train, you'll be left behind because you didn't hear. It's time to come in. We're leaving. Going on to the new thing. You want to come? You can't hear because you're too busy telling us everything you know. So you've missed it completely. And the father allows it because you weren't ready in the first place. If you were ready, you would have been able to hear it and accept how the father was bringing it to you. And it's testing and it's training and it's trials and it's refining and it's building, and it's all part of that, and God's doing it all. You're in the hand of the father, but sometimes it does feel it is very strict. I mean, they say this new covenant, oh, it's full of grace, very easy. It is if you're in the will. It is if you're obedient. Because if you're not obedient, it is worse, because you've asked for Jesus to come in you. You've asked for the Holy Spirit to be Lord of your life, but now you want to do your own thing. The Holy Spirit's possessed your body and you're trying to go this way. Holy Spirit's trying to take you this way. It's constant friction. It's warring against yourself. The Spirit is warring against the flesh inside of your own body. Inside of your own temple. Most people do give their lives to Jesus, but they just don't commit. And so their constant life is a struggle because the spirit's warring against the flesh, and it's constantly trying to pull them into line, pull them into what's correct for them, correct them, bring them in so they can be corrected and have their eyes open, ears open to see exactly what it is they're called to do. I mean, there's no destiny training. There's no, that's bull. Is somebody going to train you to tell you what your destiny is? There's one person who knows what your destiny is. Your perfect father who created you and put your destiny inside the heart. Nobody can access your blueprint from your heart, but the father unravels that. That's a scroll that can only be opened by your father. Now, any teaching that tries to deter you from coming into God to get that information is false. It's false teaching, and it will be judged accordingly. So you come out of that stuff, otherwise you will share and partake in those same judgments that those teachers will receive. And it's the truth. I mean, this is not a time to be playing around. This is a time to get your act together and to come into the river, into the spirit, and be completely submissive and so yielded to God that it doesn't matter what happens around. I mean, you can weather all storms, everything that comes is, hopefully everything in your life has already been destroyed and ruined. So when it does come to remove everything that is hurting the bride, hurting humanity, you're not shaken. It doesn't affect you because, you're refined. I mean, nobody has arrived. There's constant refining. But if you've let that stuff go that you've been holding on to all that time, if you've listened to the Holy Spirit and let go of the things that He's told you to let go of, you're going to be okay. But if you can't listen to that, if you don't listen to that and you try to come up with your own reasoning why you need to hold on to this or hold on to that, and especially your own identity, especially all the things that you think you should be doing, or your self-seeking and self-centered ways, all that stuff is putrid, and it's judged by light, and because it's darkness, and it comes off and it takes part of you with it because you've become identified with that stuff. You all of a sudden believe now that that stuff that I was doing or that I am in the context of self is who I am, and it's not. It's not who you are. And so here you are trying to come into an identity in Christ. You're coming into the identity of who you are in the spirit of God, and here you are trying to hold on to all this soulish identity that they tell you who you are and what you need to have, and you're going to man for recognition, you're going to man for identity, and every time you do that, you take on some sort of, attachment out of that, and it comes and it hooks into you, and it tries to feed you. It's like a line, a spiritual line, okay? And these things start, as soon as you take any identity with it and listen to anybody that tries to tell you to do something, they try to encourage you away from Christ. If anybody's trying to encourage you to become, a self-righteous teacher rather than to teach righteousness, they're false teachers. And come out of it. And you can see it a mile away. The higher you go up, you can see what this is, what's happening. And that stuff is just going to be judged. Every time you attach to some of that soul realm, any area of that self-identity, it puts a string, like a spiritual cord, a cable into your soul, and then it starts to feed you. And the more that you drink from that, the more that it feeds you, and the more the harder it is for you to have that cut off and removed out of, or and when God does come to set you free, you feel that even stronger because it's filled you up. You've been more full of self than what you have been full of God. Now, if you're more full of God, if you have God in you in a greater measure than what you have self, when God comes and does his thing, then when there's a move of God, when God decides to come and whatever it is he's doing in the spirit at the time, if you aren't spiritual, which means full of the Holy Spirit, continuously drinking daily, continuously being filled of the Spirit, continuously emptying of yourself. This is a continual dying of yourself, because daily we're in the world, we pick things up, that stuff needs to come off or not take any attachment. And the more that you drink, the stronger you get in the Spirit, and those things can't take attachment to you. But if you're not, those things come in, they take attachment, they fill you up, you become strong. You become identified, as I said, with that stuff, and then that stuff fills you. And now you are, when the Spirit comes, it needs to take all that stuff out. And now all of a sudden you're like, huh, what am I? What's happened? And it's your own self-righteousness, and it's your own religious pride, or just your pride of life. They're the most abominable things you can carry. And the reason that that hurts so much is because you've come out of the Spirit and you've taken on other identities, and it's not who you are. So it's your own fault. But God is graceful, and it's God's love to be able to come and make that known to you, like to show you that delusion and that deception that you've fallen into. Now, when that happens, it's important to get humble and accept the correction and say, thank you, Father, for it. You have revealed to me the error of my way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for it. Most don't do that. Most will harden their hearts and they go the other way. And it's constant. And they live their whole life like that until they die, instead of living forever, not dying ever, physically, ever. So, listen to the Holy Spirit. Get the Word of God into you, because the Holy Spirit wrote that Word of God. And if you don't believe that, well, you'll learn one way or the other. The body's here to help you, and that's the whole point. We all help each other. Oh, so let the river of life, you know, just run right through your entire being, and let it remove and wash away everything that is not congruent with the Word of God, that is not congruent with heaven and the kingdom of God. Jesus is the kingdom. He is the life, the way, the truth, the life. I mean, he's not just a man. He's the spiritual life of the entire Bible. He is what breathed on this. He breathed on a man who was channeling him just like this, just like every other prophet that's walking around. This is the same thing. This is all the inspired Word of God. It is the Spirit breathing in this, okay? It's the Logos Word or something like whatever. I don't want to try and say that. But it's the Word of God, right? So you need this, and you need it with your spirit life. You need it with your words, and you speak it out, and it's performed. And your words are going out and performing. So what you're saying, if you're speaking that into a glory, into a light, a realm of glory light that is so condensed of just Jesus, there's nothing else inside of that temple except Jesus, and you're speaking into that, you better be sure that those words you're speaking are glory. Because if they're not, those words are going into that temple, and that's a reflection of you. And if that body has become the Word of God, and here you are speaking into that, that's going to mirror straight back onto you. And if it's not congruent with what the Word of God is, it's going to be a judgment upon your life. It's going to hurt. It's going to come back as a, and it's going to kill. That's what it's meant to do. To kill off all that, all those parasites that are lying. Oh, I'm boiling hot. So, get real with God. There's no time like the present to get real. To get real. Ha. You don't want to miss the train. All aboard the night train. Oh, you could waste your money on anything you want to do. You can waste your life and your time. You know, this is all gifts from God. I mean, the breath that you have is a gift. The life that you're living is a gift. And there's people dead. And you've still got life. What are you doing with it? Are you still serving yourself? Concerned about your feelings, concerned about how you feel, concerned about what you need, what you want, concerned about how you're going to get this, how you're going to get that, how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that, all trying to build your own kingdom. That won't stand. That's sandcastles, and it won't stand with the Spirit of God. The more that the Spirit of God's pushing and coming into the earth, it's removing everything that's not of him, because what's happening is his kingdom is being established here on the earth. Okay, so his Spirit's coming in and it's forming his body, his kingdom in his people. And that's going to remain forever. Anything that is not from his kingdom cannot remain, because this is heaven on earth. There's no exceptions. There's not like, oh, we can just keep our little sin over here and keep our little demonic little activities going over there, or not get real about this and just still continue to live like this. There's none of that. It's like not negotiable. There's no, let's, you know, have a board meeting about this and see what we can and can't keep. No, that's what you can keep. That's it. God and everything he allows, everything he wants to establish, his kingdom. None of the other stuff can stay. It's not acceptable and it's not allowed. So you need to get that sorted out in your own life, because otherwise you're just going to continue to feel the thrashing that comes upon your life from the Spirit of God. Whether or not you like it or not, whether or not you agree with it or not, whether or not you believe in him or not, whether or not you anything, it doesn't matter. This is sovereign. You don't have a choice on the matter. There is no voting. It's a monarchy. It's not a democracy. The voting system in the governmental local system, that's just for your own soul, just so you think that there's a legal system happening. No, that's irrelevant. What's relevant is the kingdom monarchy of God that's taking sovereign rulership upon the earth through the light and the creative spirit of the words of people that are speaking the word of God, that have the word of God formed inside of them. You know, he says, I travail for you, for Jesus to be formed in you. That's what Paul says. He's like, he's continuously laboring until Jesus is formed inside of you. Why is that so important? What's the importance of having Jesus formed inside of you? I mean, if he's not formed inside of you, you don't know him or his kingdom or what you're here to do. He needs to be formed inside of you. And he does not share his reign with anybody that's not from his light, from his kingdom. Only he's a king. Kings don't share their throne with just anybody. I mean, you've got to be born of that royal blood. He does not share it with any sort of demon or any sort of false magical power. I mean, he's the sovereign power. He'll let you play. He'll let you continue to try and do all the things that you think you want to do until you finally get real and want him for who he is and what he can do. He does it all. I mean, Jesus continuously prayed to the Father. Prayed and prayed. It's a constant commune with the Spirit inside of him. So it's a constant continual relation of continual prayer, because it's always speaking to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's always speaking back. It's a constant run. There's nothing that there's no Let's go and pray for 5 minutes in the morning to, tap in and get a word. It's a constant commune. And that has to be formed inside of you for you to be of any relevance to build the kingdom. I mean, there will still be peasants, there will be people that are not interested in building and they'll just follow and whatever. That's acceptable and that'll be okay, but they'll be out of court Christians. They will not come into the upper room. The upper room is a small area where these people are fully filled of the Holy Spirit and so sold out to God that they just want to establish the kingdom, and just they are so in love with Jesus that the kingdom establishes through their life. They don't even, there's no work to be done except to be so in God, filled with the Spirit, nothing else, no other self, no other idols, nothing else. Be so holy and completely filled with God, so pure in your mind, so pure in your heart that only God is inside and remains inside of you. And then everything you speak, everything you do is a manifestation of God's kingdom coming out through your world, through your temple. Okay, so there's a million Jesuses will be walking around establishing this kingdom of his here on the earth forever. A continual reign of Christ. Like, this is forever. Your job, if you want one, is to get that relationship in order, to drink. I mean, you can't fall in love with someone if you don't spend time with them. I mean, where are you spending your time? Who are you talking to? What are you reading? I mean, you want to fall in love with Jesus. And I mean, it's the only way. But people, not everybody needs him, They've established their own lives, built their own little lives, and there's no requirement. They don't need him. So usually when God moves, their stuff gets burnt up and blown away, and this is continual. Sometimes they rebuild, sometimes they come low and they reach out and whatever. It doesn't matter. God has it all in control. This is just a get to for you, You can get to be a part of this with him. He doesn't need us, but you can get to be and you can get to have a part in this. I mean, what an honor, what a pleasure to be able to serve the King of Glory daily. Through your own loving relationship with him and get to know and see what he's doing in the earth today and be a part of that. Or don't, whatever. The rewards are ridiculously good and it'll just cost you your entire self, that's all. Which is great because you don't want to be sold out to yourself. You can't pleasure yourself constantly. I mean, what's that gonna achieve? What's that gonna bring? That dies. Any self-pleasure dies. It doesn't last forever. It's constantly needing something in the world to to bring you into more self-pleasure, and it runs out. It's not sustained and it doesn't live forever. The spirit brings eternal ecstasy. It brings purity and just pleasure in paradise constantly in a daily basis. So come in and eat and drink of God, of Jesus. Get it into you. Worship the Lord with all your heart. Put the music on and have a little party. Dance, 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 dance in the storm, dance in the rain, dance all the time so you can rain. Okay, so do that and you'll be blessed. Thank you, Father. Oh, well. Well, I think that might be the end of that for today. Good luck. Wish you all the best. And we'll touch base next week to see how you panned out. Was any treasure revealed? Was any goodness revealed? Oh, God. Any treasure, any goodness, any life? Jesus. Any treasure in your life, Jesus? Jesus, any treasure? Any life, Jesus? 23:6. Psalm 23:6. 23:6. Psalm 23:6. We all know that psalm, right? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 20. One more for you. 25:1. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed, or let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed, and let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, and therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for there are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Amen. And that's it. I'll leave it there. If you want to donate to Royal Street Ministries, you would be supporting God. You'll be supporting the events of the kingdom. Oh, you'll be supporting this to get off the ground, this ministry, just to help start this ministry. I left my job. I left everything to go into to answer the call to come into ministry. God put me here. I did not ask for this. I mean, I don't even know. He made it very clear, you know what I mean? I heard him very clear. He took me up in a trance, and he gave me the vision, and he gave me the name of this ministry, and he told me what I'll be doing. And even as I was lying, he said, anyone you pray for, I'll heal them. And as I was laying on the lounge, and I was in this trance. And as soon as he said that, anyone that you pray for, I will heal them. You call your ministry Royal Street Ministries. Immediately, I had the audio Bible playing. Immediately, all the healing scriptures just started playing and just rolling out. And everything was just uncanny the way it happened. I didn't know really what was going on. God has just pulled me out of my job, pulled me out of my degree, pulled me out of my area, everything. He's placed this. This is God's ministry. And I know what I've seen what he's going to be doing, and it's going to be great. So if you want to be a part of that, you want to support that, do that. Donate into as Royal Street Ministries at gmail.com. You can donate, and I'm guarantee that you will be blessed, because you'll be reaping out of very high glory, and it will transform your life. And That's just how God works. So listen to the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit tells you to donate, if you feel that, you do that. And you just listen to the Holy Spirit. That's all I can say. So you guys have a good week. Be blessed. And I'll see you next week and on Facebook and, amen.